Part two. Okay, part two. And now we outlined. All right, we outlined.
Oh, Jesus.
So we outlined the lead up, right? Okay. Now, yesterday, a story broke in the National Enquirer. Now, just before you start going, oh, it's the National Enquirer, it's the National Enquirer, it's the National Enquirer. Let me remind you, okay? Let me first remind you. The National Enquirer is not the publication that you all might remember. It's not the publication of aliens visit the White House, okay? It's not that. The National Enquirer actually breaks real stories. And when it comes to politics and breaking political stories, they have beaten CNN, they've beaten NBC, they've beaten everybody. When a political story comes out, a scandal comes out, Enquirer posts it, Enquirer does the legwork, and after that story gets out and is circulated, CNN, NBC, CBS, they then jump on it. The Wall Street Journal then jumps on it. New York Times then jumps on it. Now, let me remind you of some stories. Jesse Jackson fathering a love child with a staffer. Okay? That's a fact. It was a scandal. And the National Enquirer are the ones that broke it. Gary Hart. You all remember Gary Hart. Late 80s, the man. He was the man that should have run. He's the man that should have run against Bush. Gary Hart had a huge political future. Well, he did, until Donna Rice came along. And the Enquirer broke the story. The Enquirer posted the pictures of Donna Rice sitting on Gary Hart's lap at a yacht club in front of a boat, Monkey Business. And Gary Hart challenged the press. Come and follow me around. Come and follow me around. I'm perfect. Kind of like Ted Cruz with the Bible in the hand. Gary Hart didn't have the Bible, but it was that same vibe. That same, I'm better than everyone else. I have the moral standard above everybody else. Everyone's a sleazebag. The Enquirer broke that story. Remember Rush Limbaugh and his OxyContin situation? Remember that? Some of you forget that. Some of my listeners forget that. I know us conservatives aren't supposed to talk about other conservatives, but for the purposes of this story, I am. The National Enquirer broke the story that Rush Limbaugh was addicted to OxyContin. He was gobbling OxyContin like it was candy. His housekeeper was getting him the OxyContin. All factual. The Enquirer broke the story. Monica Lewinsky, Enquirer, and non-political related, Bruce Jenner. The whole Bruce Jenner's going to be Caitlyn Bruce Jenner is going to get boobs? That's the Inquirer. So the history at the Inquirer is pretty good. And the writer of this story is the writer and the person who broke the John Edwards affair. You remember John Edwards? Remember his love child? Huh? Remember the guy that was literally a heartbeat away from being the vice president? Remember? Come on, remember that? Could have been the vice president. And then you would have found out that he had a love child. He had a second family. Remember that? That was an Inquirer story. The reporter who did that story is the one who did the Ted Cruz Inquirer story yesterday. So before you go, it's just a tabloid. Before you listen to Ted Cruz say, it's just sleaze. It's just sleaze planted by Donald Trump. It's not. Okay. Just remember, the reporter who did this story is the same reporter who did John Edwards. John Edwards turned out to be true. Jesse Jackson turned out to be true. Gary Hart turned out to be true. Rush Limbaugh turned out to be true. Bruce Jenner turned out to be true. The list goes on and on. Goes on and on. So the story is a hooker, a teacher, and co-workers. Five romps that will destroy Ted Cruz. Bombshell. The dirt file includes sex in closet claim. Go out to the Inquirer and get it. Republican presidential candidate Ted Cruz is the target of a vicious dirty tricks campaign. Political operatives are compiling an explosive dirt file on the finger-wagging conservative senator from Texas. There are outrageous claims, but private investigators are digging into at least five affairs Ted Cruz supposedly had. The leaked details are an attempt to destroy what's left of his White House campaign. Asked about Ted Cruz cheating rumors, top political consultant Roger Stone. We all know Roger. We all know Roger. Roger's pretty connected. We interviewed Roger on this show. The author of The Bush Crime Family, the Clinton War on Women book. He worked in the Nixon White House. He was also responsible for handing the 2000 election, the presidency, to George Bush. He was the man that killed the recount in Florida. These stories, Roger Stone says, have been swirling around Cruz for some time. And I believe where there is smoke, there is fire. On March 11th, the website The Political Insider reported to Ted Cruz sex scandal appears to be looming. The Inquirer is withholding the name of the women who are said to be linked to the hot-blooded Canadian-born father of two. But according to rumors, the first woman is a foxy political consultant who had a romp with, and Ted had a romp with her in a closet at a Republican state convention. a snitch. The woman involved has denied rumors of an affair with Ted and blamed the leak on political hacks. The second woman has been described to the Inquirer as a pretty... See, I'm reading it off of this. A pretty 30-ish Washington, D.C. lawyer who works in politics, according to the source. Their relationship may have begun after she was recruited to work for Ted's U.S. Senate campaign and continued even after she moved on to other political consulting jobs. It's alleged that Ted hooked up with her at the Republican Capitol Hill Club in a private room. The insider blabbed. Another snitch has said a third woman connected to Ted is apparently a hot babe who once worked on one of his campaigns, according to the source. The two were caught getting cozy on the campaign trail. The fourth woman, according to another insider, is said to be a sexy Austin school teacher who may have had a fling with Ted after he was appointed Texas Solicitor General. Now that coincides with the Heidi Cruz wandering the streets. That coincides with the Heidi Cruz wandering the streets, not wanting to go home, not wanting to be with her husband. This depressive bout. And Ted's fifth lover is purported to be a hooker. A hooker. Yes. Ted confessed to drinking, a drinking bust on his application for his appointment as Texas Solicitor General in February 2003. The Inquirer has also reported his wife Heidi's bizarre behavior during a shocking incident that caught the attention of police. Cops found Heidi near a busy highway at 10 p.m. on August 22, 2005. According to Austin Police, now we've talked about this at great length, but it's in the Inquirer article. Heidi told cops that she had walked away from her home after speaking with her husband. An officer said, "I believe that she was a danger to herself." Now, as cheating rumors swirl around the White House, a wannabe political blogger said Cruz's image as a Christian family man is utterly destroyed. So that article came out yesterday. Now, if you look at this article, and we have it posted on extremepolitics.com, T-R-E-M-E, politics.com, and you could go there and you could see the image. It's also all over the web because this broke last night. Okay, this broke last night, and it broke Twitter. When you hear people talk about breaking Twitter, this broke Twitter with the hashtag Cruz Sex Scandal. That's the hashtag, Cruz Sex Scandal. Okay? Now, when you look at the picture, and they blurred out the images of the girls' faces. That's what they did. They blurred out the images of the girls' faces. You can actually connect the dots and see who these girls are. You can actually see who these girls are. And every single one of them can be traced back to Ted Cruz. These aren't wild dot connections, okay? These aren't wild dot connections. They're not wild dot connections. And some of these go back years and years and years. Now, let me clue you in on who some of these women are. Okay. Now, one of the girls is our good friend, Katrina Pearson, who is the Trump spokesperson. That's kind of interesting, isn't it? Katrina Pearson. Then you say, well, Rob, that's kind of weird. When would she have had in a relationship with Ted Cruz? Ah, I'll fill you in there, but bear with me. Another woman is Carly Fiorina staffer, Sarah Isgor Flores. Yes, a Carly Fiorina staffer. Now, just remember the connection. Carly Fiorina, Sarah Isgor Flores. Make sure you remember this, because connecting the dots will be very important. And the final girl that is identified is none other than former Cruz communications director and CNN pundit Amanda Carpenter. Oh, Amanda Carpenter, go figure. She worked for Ted Cruz. She's now part of CNN. And she's constantly going after Donald Trump. Constantly saying how Trump is bad, evil, horrible. And that Ted Cruz is wonderful and great. Now, the Carly Fiorina and Sarah Isgor Flores connection. Now, this is very important. Now, let me explain. If you remember, many months ago, okay? Many months ago, and this is something that happened, and it pretty much got under the radar. It did. Like, no one really talked about it. No one really talked about it. It was an issue that was reported real quick and then quickly died. And that was a Ted Cruz-affiliated super PAC called Keep the Promise donated $500,000 to Carly Fiorina's official campaign fund. It's kind of weird, isn't it? Let's connect the dots. Sarah Isgor Flores, who was Carly Fiorina's deputy campaign manager, are you hearing me correctly? Yes, the deputy campaign manager, Sarah Isgor Flores, she is rumored to have had a relationship with Ted Cruz. Okay. In July, a Ted Cruz super PAC called Keep the Promise gave a Sarah Isgor Flores run campaign of Carly Fiorina $500,000. Why? Think about that. Why? Why would a super PAC affiliated with Ted Cruz, so it's money that Ted Cruz and his people raised. Now, this super PAC is affiliated with Ted Cruz. The super PAC that ran the ads against Donald Trump with Liz Marr, that, no. But this one, yes. You like that? You like the super PACs? This one is, this one isn't. That one is affiliated. Okay, sure. Sure, pal. Sure, pally. So this Ted Cruz super PAC, Keep the Promise, gave Carly Fiorina $500,000. Why? Seriously, why? Why would Ted Cruz give Carly Fiorina's campaign $500,000 in July? Why? Again, just connect the dots. Is it hush money? What is it? What is it? Is it, hey, I work for Carly. We need some money. Send some cash. Or maybe my mouth will start talking. To something? These allegations are not new, per se. They're new as far as somebody printing them. But this has been going on in Washington inside this small little group for years. For years, this has been going on. People have been whispering. People have been saying, did you hear Ted and Amanda Carpenter? Did you hear Ted and Sarah? Did you hear Ted and Katrina? Did you hear that? Yeah, I heard that. Do you have proof? Well, I know somebody that walked in. I know somebody that talked to this person. Yeah, but do you have pictures? No, I don't have pictures. Well, then you can't say anything. I mean, it was one of those. So you got $500,000 going to Carly Fiorina. Her campaign is run by Sarah Isgar Flores. She's rumored to have been involved with Ted Cruz. And when have you ever heard of a rival campaign getting somebody $500,000? When have you ever heard? And if you go and look at the heat of the campaign, Carly Fiorina said things about Ted Cruz that were not exactly nice. She said things about Ted Cruz that were not exactly nice. Okay? She said things that were not exactly nice. Now, Katrina Pearson, and I love Katrina. She works for Big D, and I hate to. Well, I hate to bring her into the mix, and Katrina has gone online and said this is a smear tactic. Created by Rick Wilson. It's kind of funny because Rick Wilson despises Donald Trump. I mean, Rick Wilson hates Donald Trump. Rick Wilson doesn't hate Ted Cruz. And this helps Donald Trump. This doesn't hurt Donald Trump. Because the story goes, Rick Wilson has known about this. Rick Wilson has had this information. Rick Wilson has an anti-Trump PAC. Rick Wilson doesn't have an anti-Cruz PAC. And releasing a story that Katrina Pearson was having an affair with Ted Cruz doesn't hurt Donald Trump. It hurts Ted Cruz. People aren't going to go, oh, wow, we can't vote for Trump. One of his spokespeople had sex with Ted Cruz. What the hell? One of Trump's campaign manager is constantly being accused of beating up women. So the notion by Katrina, again, I love her, with all due respect, that this is a smear tactic to hurt Trump is absolutely insane. It's absolutely insane. It doesn't hurt Trump. Hurts Cruz. And trust me, Rick Wilson would rather see Ted Cruz as the president or the nominee than Donald Trump. He hates Trump. Jesus. He despises. He despises Trump. So the connection between Trump and Pearson is this. In 2014, Katrina Pearson challenged incumbent Republican Representative Pete Sessions. Okay? So she challenged Pete Sessions. She wanted to be a House member. Katrina wanted to be a politician. She didn't want to be a spokesman or a spokeswoman. Family praised Katrina. Rafael Cruz, you know, not Ted, but the father, said she was a strict constitutionalist. And Ted said she was a fearless, principled conservative. Fearless, principled conservative. That's what she was. Fearless. Fearless, principled conservative. Fearless, principled conservative. You have all these dots that are being connected. And you have Ted Cruz. And if you listen to Ted Cruz's statement on the story, it's really not a denial. On his Facebook, posted, I want to be crystal clear. These attacks are garbage. For Donald J. Trump to enlist his friends at the National Enquirer and his political henchmen to do his bidding shows you that there is no low Donald won't go. These smears are completely false. They're offensive to Heidi and me. They're offensive to our daughters, and they're offensive to everyone. Donald continues to personally attack. Donald Trump's consistently disgraceful behavior is beneath the office. We are seeking, and we are not going to follow. So they're all false. Is that what they are? They're all false. I would like to I would like to hear from Amanda Carpenter. I would like to hear from Carly Fiorina. Apparently, Ted Cruz is only gonna say these smears are completely false. Well, what's false? What smears? What? I mean, we're just connecting the dots. We're connecting the dots here. Connecting the dots. I wonder. I wonder. Do you think? Because remember that they don't communicate. Remember the PACs don't communicate. Remember, according to Mark Levin, nobody communicates. No, it's against the rules. That's against the Constitution. But I wonder if somebody that knows somebody. I'm wondering if those 24 degrees of somebody separated hit up Liz Mayer and said, thanks, Liz. Thanks. At the end of the day, could have won Utah without that ad. Could have won Utah just simply because Utah is the home of Magic Underpants. 70% Mormon. 70% of that state is filled with people that believe in the, they're part of a cult. Okay? They believe a man hallucinated visions of an angel named Moroni. I mean, he's a gangster name. The Moroni family. Hey, yo, the Moroni family. You better get in line, because Don Moroni's going to break your effing head. Okay? 70% of the people that live in Utah believe that a guy hallucinated a gangster-sounding angel, Don Moroni. And Don Moroni told this guy with the most fake sound, I mean, Joe Smith. I think that might be more popular of a BS name than John Doe. Yeah, I got a John Doe followed by a John Smith. What was his name? What's your name, buddy? Oh, Joseph Smith. His name's Joseph Smith. Okay, what's your real name? Oh, it's really Joe. You're the Smiths. Sure. So 70% of the people that live in Utah believe that Joseph Smith hallucinated Angel Moroni, and Moroni told him to go and look for a gold book, gold plates in a book, and the book's buried in the dirt. It's crazy, okay? It's absolutely insane. Absolutely insane. It's a cult. It's Scientology. Okay? It's Xenu. So Ted Cruz could have won the state without the Liz Mayer ad. So I got to imagine the 25 people removed. Because remember, no one communicates with the super PAC. So after the 25 removed people, somebody had to say, thanks, Liz, because you opened a Pandora's box. You have opened Pandora's box. That's what you did. You opened Pandora's box. That's what you did. None of this would have came out if you did not open Pandora's box. Thanks, Liz. It's like when you hear a football team or a player, somebody cheating to win, and they didn't have to cheat. And they get caught. And the story is basically, wow, you didn't have to cheat to win. You cheated, but at the end of the day, you would have came out on top without cheating. Now you lose. Now you are disgraced. Now a lot of bad things are happening because you did something that you didn't have to do because you thought you had to do it. Ted Cruz knew he needed to win Utah or it was done. If he lost Utah, it was over. So he felt he had to go to a place and again, connect the dots. Since something that's new for Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz is constantly doing shady, dirty, underhanded things. I mean, it really is amazing listening or I should say reading a tweet from Ted Cruz or a Facebook post from Ted Cruz when he says Donald Trump is sleazy. When he says Donald Trump to enlist his friends at the National Enquirer and his political henchmen to his bidding shows that there is no low Donald won't go. This is coming from the guy who did the lowest, dirtiest. I mean, think about Iowa, what he did to Ben Carson. And then he did it again to Marco Rubio in Hawaii. And then he recently did it to John Kasich in New York. Nobody's reporting on that. In a closed-door meeting in New York with a whole bunch of Republican bigwigs, he told them, Kasich's not going to be on the ballot out here. He's not going to be on the ballot. Don't waste your vote. Again, dirty, sleazy, political BS. And here's Ted Cruz calling foul on Donald Trump. I mean, the guy is incredible. I mean, seriously, the guy, Ted Cruz and his crew, they are the ultimate keyboard warriors. They are the ultimate, literally, the ultimate keyboard warriors. And if you don't know what a keyboard warrior is, that's somebody who sits on their computer. Okay, that somebody sits on their computer and they post on people's Twitter or people's Facebook or emails saying, I'll kick your ass, you're a punk, you're a loser. Basically, just being a warrior, being a tough guy or a tough girl, knowing that the person that they are going after can never find them. Or do anything. They're a keyboard warrior. This person's a keyboard warrior. The Ted Cruz crew, they're keyboard warriors. They are the sleaziest, slimy. I mean, one of his campaign managers, one of the people that worked for his campaign was involved in a campaign in some southern state where they attacked an opponent so bad that the person killed themselves. That's a fact. That's a fact. Again, it's something that the media does not want to report. for all the billions of dollars of free press Donald Trump has, and they just want Donald Trump to be president because he will be easily defeated by Hillary Clinton. They sure do protect all these other candidates. Can you imagine if there was a story that involved Donald Trump that was what the Inquirer posted about Ted Cruz? Can you imagine that? I mean, there's media outlets from the Daily Beast to Gawker, Washington Post, that are bringing up things that involved Trump 30 years ago. I mean, they're calling him a misogynist for bits that he did on the radio with Howard Stern 10 years ago, 15 years ago. I mean, it's insane. But things that involve Cruz or things that involve Bush or things that involve Rubio get swept under the rug. I would think having campaign managers, having people that work for me, that were involved in campaigns that resulted in such dirt being thrown at the opponent that person killed themselves would be a story. Considering every single day there's a story or there's talk about Trump's campaign manager grabbing a reporter's arm or grabbing a protester's shirt collar. Every day, whether it's Don Lemon or it's Megyn Kelly, Anderson Cooper, they do a whole panel with, of course, Amanda Carpenter. Every day, there's something. But nobody wants to investigate and talk about Cruz campaign officials being involved with the campaigns that drive people to kill themselves. Amazing. It's amazing. Cruz is the dirtiest politician, like just dirt with a capital D. Just dirt with a capital D. And he has the audacity. And he has the audacity. Audacity. Literally, the audacity. To say Trump is sleazy and his henchmen and their friends at the National Enquirer and friends at the National Enquirer, henchmen, Ted Cruz, the king of sleaze. The king of sleaze. The king of sleaze, Ted Cruz. Now, what Ted Cruz should do, now remember, Ted Cruz is a lawyer, right? He's a lawyer, a constitutional lawyer. He's argued cases at the Supreme Court. Rah, 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 rah. I do a good Mark Levin imitation, don't I? Rah, 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 rah. Watch me on. If you listen to his show now, all it is an advertisement for his Levine TV. Watch Levine TV. Watch me sit in a desk. There's a fire log behind me. It's like the old fireside chat. And I'm going to talk about the Constitution. I'm going to talk about the Constitution. So, Mark Levin, Ted Cruz, Glenn Beck. Hey, if these stories are false, they're sleaze, they're lies, why doesn't Ted Cruz sue the Inquirer? Why doesn't Amanda Carpenter sue the Inquirer? Why don't they sue the Inquirer? Sue me. Sue me. Listen, people have sued the Inquirer before. There's been times where the Inquirer has stepped over the line and they printed something that has been proven to be false. It's happened. I'm not saying that the Inquirer is completely above board and honest in every way. I'm pointing out political stories that have been true, that people looked at and went, nah. And all of a sudden, 4 or 5 weeks later, they go, oh, man, wow, it is true. It was true. So if these are all false, if this Ted Cruz story is false, he should sue the Inquirer. He should sue the Inquirer. He could sue them for millions of dollars. He could sue them for millions of dollars. Other people have sued the Inquirer. No different. Ted Cruz is no different. And my argument about Ted Cruz and about this story will be the same as my argument about Bill Clinton and the Roger Stone book, the Clinton's War on Women. If Juanita Broderick and Jennifer Flowers and people that were involved with Jeffrey Epstein, if all these stories that involved Bill Clinton and prostitutes and sexual harassment and rape, and if all these things are lies, that book would not be out. There would be lawsuits. There would be cease and desist. If I wrote a book tomorrow that said my girlfriend was giving fellatio to the President of the United States in our apartment, A, it would never come out. B, I would be sued. I mean, the list goes on and on. The list goes on and on. So this story involving Ted Cruz, if it's lies and smears, and there's no facts whatsoever that are involved in the Inquirer Ted Cruz story, then he should sue. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, if basically there's a story that implies Ted Cruz was involved with woman after woman after woman after woman, and some of these women are involved in political campaigns, and one of these campaigns, which has been documented in the Washington Post, received $500,000 from Ted Cruz, and one of the women that are part of the alleged affair was running that campaign. I mean, this is all heavy stuff. This is heavy stuff. I mean, this is heavy stuff. And remember, the one place that reported on this $500,000 donation to the Fiorina PAC, or the Fiorina campaign from the Cruz PAC, was the Washington Post. And they even noted that the donation was unusual. So they even looked at the transaction and went, this is weird. Why in the heat of battle, especially when you have Carly Fiorina talking smack on Ted Cruz? I mean, it wasn't like over the top, like, Donald Trump is a horrible human being smack. But nonetheless, it was some tough talk. It was basically Ted Cruz is not an outsider. He's business as usual. He's just a politician. He won't get anything done. I mean, if you have a story that's linking Ted Cruz to a bunch of affairs, and those dots connect one of those women being involved in a campaign that receives $500,000 from Ted Cruz, and the Washington Post says, that was a little weird. That was unusual. And now I got to imagine, I haven't gone to the Washington Post today, but I got to imagine that the Washington Post is going to revisit the Cruz and Fiorina campaign donation situation. I got to imagine, right? I got to imagine. Yes, no? Maybe? Are they maybe working on it? I don't know. But if they're the ones that reported on the Fiorina donation, if they're the ones that reported that it was unusual, don't you think that they will revisit? Do you think they'll do a little investigation? Come on, man. Come on. I got to imagine they will. I got to imagine they will. I can't imagine that they will just let it go. Now, maybe they'll wait to see if it gets any traction. I don't know. I don't know. Again, what's going on as far as Brussels and the fact that people are being arrested. Isn't that funny? Not to get off the Cruz topic, but isn't it funny? You got people being arrested. You got the number two ISIS leader killed today. You got airstrikes in Yemen. All of a sudden, you have our government and the Belgium government doing something. The Belgians arrested 9 people in the last 24 hours. They could have done this months ago. They could have done this months ago. We could have been killing ISIS leaders months ago. We don't. I told you about this yesterday. For the month of February, we dropped the least amount of bombs in the ISIS-controlled territories. Least amount of bombs in a 9-month period. We haven't been doing all we can. For some reason, this president does not want to act against terror. And in turn, he tells other countries to stand down. Because it's obvious. Belgium is doing what I said they should have been doing yesterday. What they are doing today, what I said they should have been doing yesterday, when I said, man, these are countries that should be kicking down doors. They know where terrorists are. They get the word from Interpol. Hey, you know, there's five terrorists. Oh, well, he's a common thug. We're just going to let him go. He hasn't done. Well, why are you doing that? Well, you know, that's what America does. That's what President Obama does. You know, he tells us we don't want to be seen as prosecuting all Muslims. And if this person hasn't done any terrorist activity and they're just robbing and stealing, then why should we treat him like a terrorist? Yeah, but we're telling you the guy is a terrorist, all right? The guy was in Syria. Yeah, but he hasn't done anything. Okay. Well, then follow him. Yeah, but then that will violate his right. And now today, what's happening? Belgium's like, all right, let's go to all the places that we were told that terrorists are. And they're arresting people. And they're finding out that these people are linked to terrorists. They're grabbing people. They have phones. They're looking at their phones. Go, oh, wow, look, you called Babu. He's associated with this bombing. Boom, arrest. Boom, knock this door. Boom. We're lighting people up today. The report, we took out the number two. Well, why didn't you do that a week ago? You didn't know where they were a week ago? Bull ass, you knew. You just don't want to deal with it. You just, for some reason, our president, Hillary Clinton, this administration, this media, this PC crowd thinks that if you, I told you, love the terrorists and talk to the Islamic folks and say, we love you, we love, let's caress you, let's kiss you, blah, 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 blah. They won't want to kill us anymore. I don't know. So I don't know if the press is going to talk about the Ted Cruz situation now. I don't know if they will. I got to imagine that they'll feel that people will take a dump on them for interrupting important stuff like terrorism and killing terrorists and terrorists killing civilians with Ted Cruz cheating story. Now, I got to imagine, and I'm just speculating, that after this weekend, things will get back to political conversation as usual. I got to imagine that. Because like I said, every day since the attack, new information has been coming out. The second in command of ISIS was killed today. So I got to imagine when this all subsides, Can I imagine when it all subsides? They might talk about Ted Cruz and the Carly Fee Arena, $500,000 donation. I got to imagine. Maybe not. Maybe it will all die. Who knows? But that's me. Okay? That's me connecting the dots. Is it true? I don't know. But I think if you connect the dots, I think if you connect the dots, it says something pretty telling. Okay? I think it says something pretty telling. But we'll see.